The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-1 in conference play and 5-1 overall. Northwestern hosts Iowa on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Morning, Coach. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Yeah, I'd like to make an opening statement real quick. I'd like to congratulate my good friend Steve Spurrier, his wonderful wife Jerry. He's a legend. He's one of the best ever to coach our great game, and want to congratulate him on his retirement. Thank him for all that he's done for our game, and thank him for his great friendship. He's been great to me, and just want to congratulate Coach and Jerry. So with that, how about some questions, please?
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Mark Sindard with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Pat. After preparing for Michigan and watching them on film, the defense, was it different in person? I mean, did they do something unique that you can only tell when you're actually in the game?
Yeah, no, not really, Mark. They did pretty much exactly what we thought they were going to do. They just executed very well. I think they're outstanding up front. I thought they played very well against us. And, you know, I haven't spent a whole lot of time looking backwards, to be quite honest with you. But at the end of the day, I thought they played very well defensively.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, I think you just alluded to it, but is that almost like a burn-the-tape game where you don't pay much attention to it?
No, I think you teach from the mistakes that we made and the areas where we could have made plays. I mean, the bottom line is in the first about, 18 minutes or so of the game, we needed to make some momentum plays, and we didn't do that. And credit Michigan, they made all the momentum plays. And, just talking and teaching the guys. I mean, opening kickoff, that play should have never happened. I mean, we have four guys go the wrong way. We have our field safety go the wrong way. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. And you got to get some better personnel out there. That's on me. You know, we had some guys go down the week before, and, you know, I made a mistake in personnel, and it's my fault. So just got to get things fixed, and we got a good football team. We got to execute cleaner, and we got to play better.
And speaking of personnel, who do you need to step up with Matt Harris going down?
Well, Keith Watkins will start. And, you know, Keith has played very well for us here over the last couple of years, not only in the secondary but also in the kicking game. So I fully expect that Keith will play well.
Good deal. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Teddy.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, what's the key to kind of extinguishing a big loss or a big win from affecting too much of the following week's efforts?
Yeah, you just get back to work. I mean, you got to flush it and move on regardless of the outcome. And, you know, every game is a one-game season, and, you know, you just move on. And, you know, I think our guys have handled success and obviously failure last week. I think they've handled it well. And you just move on and go back to work, and you got to learn a new opponent, but you got to look at yourself and hopefully improve. And, you know, like even last week, I thought we had a good week of practice. We just obviously didn't execute very well in all three phases in the first half. And with that defense, we put ourselves in a hole that we couldn't get out of.
And how much are you looking forward to your team embracing maybe the opportunity to move on and show some chemistry and maturity as you've got plenty of season left to play?
Yeah, I mean, we're a 5-1 football team. You know, we've beaten, you know, some very, very good football teams along the way here, and we've played a very competitive schedule. I mean, we're 5-1 and played really good football teams. So, you know, we need to play the way we're capable of. Iowa's going to make it very challenging. You know, you always got to tip your hat to Kirk and his staff and his players. They play the Iowa way. I mean, they play the game the right way, and it's always a dogfight for us. So it should be a heck of a game on Saturday.
And our next question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Hey, Pat. A lot of injuries around the Big Ten and I guess the nation, and you've had your share of injuries over the years. your team. Does this year seem especially bad on the injury front, just when you look around, and any thoughts on why that might be other than bad luck? And do you change the way you practice when you start getting guys in that situation?
Yeah, good question. You know, I look at our injuries right now, and they're all game-related. You know, it was the same way over the last couple of years. All the injuries that we had happened to us in the fall were not all, but an overwhelming majority, you know, 95% or more were happening in games. So, you know, all you can do is get the next man to pick up the flag and carry on and step up to play to his ability. And, yeah, I mean, when you get limited numbers, I mean, like last year we had, I think, close to 40 players out for our last couple of weeks. And, I mean, that totally changes the way that you can practice. You can't get any reps from a full speed standpoint, and you just got to practice smarter, and you just got to try to find a way to get the guys to the race. And it's tough to develop a team when you have to practice that way.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've looked at tape of Iowa, obviously they're coming to town with a 6-0 record and playing some good football this season. What have you seen, and what are you expecting when the two teams finally meet on Saturday?
Yeah, well, they're playing great football up front defensively. You know, really impressed with those guys. I mean, they play the Iowa way. They're gonna come off the ball and rock you, two gap you at times, control their gaps. Their linebackers, you know, Fisher, Jewell, and Neiman are very athletic. You know, for big guys at 230, 230, and 230 and 225. Desmond King is all Big Ten level corner. Maven's playing great. Their safeties are physical. You know, that's what jumps out there. One of the top 20 defenses in the country. You know, offensively, CJ's playing really well. He's taking care of the football. We see Jordan carry the ball 40-plus times last week. I mean, that's unheard of in today's day and age. Outside, they've got really good speed. And athleticism, playing some younger guys. Their tight ends are always a big part of not only what they do in the running game, but also the play pass game, wide stick, things of that nature. Their fullbacks are physical and up front. I mean, Austin Blythe started 41 games. Jordan Walsh started 30 games. That's experience up front, and Iowa does what they do. And, you know, they move the ball, they take care of it, and kids punt it well. And then, you know, Marshall's one of the best kickers, not only in the conference, also in the country. So they're great in the kicking game. Kirk and his staff do a great job, and it's, you know, they're 6-0 for a reason. They play great Iowa-style football, and it's going to be a tough game for us.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Go Cats. Bye-bye.